We begin our call with the head coach of the University of Maine, Nick Charlton. Good morning, Coach Charlton.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your team. A 34-25 victory over William & Mary, first conference victory of the season. What impressed you with your team's performance in the game?
Yeah, I mean, well, I was happy that, we were able to get off to a pretty good start. We were a little slower on offense, but after the first drive where they went down the field, I thought we hunkered in a little bit on defense and forced some turnovers, which has been a big issue this year, and we capitalized on them. So I was happy about that. It was a good football team that we played, and they came back there in the fourth quarter. So I was a little disappointed in how we finished that game, but it's really hard to win a major college football game, and it's our first league win, so we were happy about that.
How much, after some of the frustrations of that losing streak, how much did your team need to win, and how much did you feel like a sense of relief in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, we put it on the line and said it was a championship week, and, every week's going to be that way here on out, so we got to prepare that way, and that's what we have coming up here this week, playing a really good Albany team. So, we got the first one, but, right now we got to go 1-0 this week and just take it day by day.
Got a couple questions for you in queue, if you'll get this for us, Hillary.
Your first question comes from Larry Mahoney with Bangor Daily News.
Hey, morning, Nick.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, just in going forward, I know there was, it was great to get a win. I know you share some frustration with certain aspects of the game. With four games left, what do you address? What are things you're going to need to do to get better and to try to win the next four games? What after looking at the game on Saturday?
Well, we're just worried about Albany. That was, I think, a big part of our focus and success was, I thought we practiced really, really well. And I thought we were talking about having a championship mindset and what we need to do in a certain level we have to play at. So I thought they were very focused on that opponent. This week it has to be the same way. So, we're taking it game by game. This next game, we got to continue to build on things. It's protecting the football and forcing turnovers and then, running the ball and stopping the run. Those are going to be the big things going forward, and we got to continue to improve.
Your next question comes from Mike Lowe with Portland Press Herald.
Morning, Nick.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I'm wondering, Jaquan Blair, the last couple of games, he's really seemed to have stepped up for you as a senior captain. I guess you would expect that from him. But what have you seen from him this year that shows maybe his maturity as a player and a person?
Well, I think it's been, he's been here 5 years, and I've been fortunate enough to be here with him for that amount of time and was his position coach for a while. And, Quan's grown and matured and, he's always had a strong competitive edge to him and that will to win. And right now he's really backing it up with his play. I think he only has one drop on the year or something along those lines. And pretty much when he's targeted, he makes the play. And, he just has a real will to win, and he brings people with him. So, he's a true leader for this team. Two of our captains are out for the year right now, and so him and Cam Whitaker probably played their best games of the year in this game, so that was big. You need your best players to play their best.
What do you see from Albany, Nick?
It's a really good football team. They're very well coached, and they're rolling a little bit right now, so we got to do a good job on D. They got some great skill guys. They do some really good things in the run game, and then defensively, like usual, they're very stout up front. They cover, they get after the quarterback. They do a really nice job, like you said, on the back end. So, I think we got our work cut out for us, and once again, we got to play well against a really good opponent.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep.
You do have a follow up from Larry Mahoney with Bangor Daily News.
Nick, can you give us an injury update? But before that, you had three different people complete passes on against Richmond. Your punter, a wide receiver, and your quarterback. Is this something to look forward to down in the future? Is this open the bag of tricks? And is this something we'll look forward to going forward?
Well, I mean, with the punt fake, that was something we had worked on. For that opponent, and we work on different fakes, every week, just like I'm sure everybody does. And when you think it's an opportune time, you call them. And, you know, I thought our special teams coordinator did a really good job coaching that up. And we were able to do that. So I think you got to pick your spots with that one. But then with Ernest, I mean, Ern's thrown, I think, five. He's had three touchdowns. So I think just getting him the ball in general in different ways will continue throughout the year just because he's an explosive player. In terms of injuries, I mean, we're not there's nothing significant right now. We're pretty similar to where we were last week. Pretty healthy overall. You know, a little banged up, so I got to be conscious of that tomorrow. But nothing really to report at this time.
Nick, I want to go back and talk a little bit about your defensive effort. You hold William Mary at just 294 yards, and probably most impressively, 4 of 22 passing for 68 yards. Obviously, Hollis Mathis is a dynamic player with his legs. But what was the focus against the passing attack that allowed you guys to be so successful?
Well, I mean, it's about you know, creating pressure on the quarterback and then eliminating some of the shot plays. And you know, they do a lot of different things on offense like we do, and a lot of times you got to manage the explosive plays. So I thought we did a good job with that overall. You know, there were some things in the run game where they were able to create, doing some of the things that they do really well and with Hollis. So we got to improve on that area on the perimeter. But in terms of the passing game, I mean, anytime you hold somebody to four completions, you know, that's a positive, and I was proud of that. And, you know, at the end of the day, we did enough to win. So I was pleased with the performance.
And then maybe a little more on Kayon. You touched on maybe his best game of the year. He's certainly been a guy who's had a great career at Maine, 11 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, and a forced fumble as well. What was he able to do so effectively on Saturday?
Well, I mean, he came ready to play, and I thought overall, I just thought the energy and the passion and, you know, the will to win from our defense was, you could feel that in the stadium. You know, they were creating turnovers, creates momentum, it creates points. Guys were having fun out there. We were pretty disciplined overall in executing the scheme. So there was some success there. And, you know, we just needed to get one. And that was really our big point. And I thought the defense created a lot of that energy. And Witt was really the big guy behind it. You know, he had a big stat line, and he played really, really hard. So he was just very, very impressive.
Offensively, start number two for your true freshman, Joe Fagano. Starts a little slow, 0-for-3, but then comes back and hits 12 of the next 13, had some big plays in the passing game, finished with almost 250 yards and a couple touchdowns. How did you feel like he performed in this first start at home?
Yeah, I thought he performed well. I mean, he needed to settle down. You know, I think he was, you know, definitely a little fired up in the beginning and missed a couple throws, but it wasn't all him. We also got to get on the same page on a couple things. But he, I forget what, you know, what the stat line was, but he completed, I think, his next like 13 in a row or something along those lines. You know, he does a really good job operating the offense. He knows where to go with the football. I thought we had really, really good protection overall in the day, which allowed him to find checkdowns, to escape the pocket. And what it does is it allows us to hit our explosives, but then also when they're not there, take what the defense gives you and be efficient. And he's done a really good job. He's not a true freshman quarterback the way he's playing, and he's got to continue to do that and then grow every game.
On the ground, the running numbers don't necessarily jump out at you, but you guys were able to close the game out after William Mary had cut it into a one-score game. Were able to kind of kill the clock with a lot of that being due to the running of the game. Were you pleased, I guess, with the way you're able to close it out on the ground with Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, I mean, Joe gives you everything, and he fought hard, and you know, he's the guy you want in those situations, especially in a 4-minute drill, and he's been a part of a number of those here. You know, I think the biggest thing in the run game is, you know, it's a continued improvement in the body of work, but this particular week, the problem was we took too many negatives. We had too many negative runs, and what that created inefficiencies, and that's just we can't get behind the sticks like that. So that, you know, that naturally hurts the numbers and things like that. We have Joe, who's able to give you a little bit more in the run game, which is great. But at the same time, we can't take negatives in the run game. It just kills your drives, and we're gonna be better than that.
before I let you go, I know you touched a little bit on UAlbany with Mike, but there's certainly this season one of the surprises, taking here to finish the bottom of the league, sitting in tied for second. I think part of it, obviously, is that passing attack. You've touched on the two dynamic wide receivers, but Jeff Undercuffer, the redshirt freshman quarterback, has had a big year. As you've taken a look at them, what impresses you with the way they were able to put up points offensively?
Yeah, I mean, certainly it starts with the quarterback, and I think Jeff, you know, he's playing really, really well at a young age, and they're doing a good job protecting him. I think in the run game they do some really good things, and that allows them to be explosive and efficient as well. And of course, the skill players are really, really good. So, you know, there's some challenges there, and we got to do a really good job this week in practice. But we know every week it's going to be a great opponent, and Albany is going to be a great opponent that we got to go to their place and try to get a win.
All right, Nick, thanks as always for taking time with us today. Safe travels to Albany, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, thanks, Rob.